Hey everybody, I'm here to spread the word about the benefit being held for three-time cancer fighter Sid Destructo Slimmer. Sunday, April 23rd from 4 to midnight at the Archive in Soulard. The extravaganza is hosted by the one and only Clownvis Presley, as some of St. Louis' best acts perform their many talents. Michelle Minx of the Michelle Minx Academy of Pole Dance, comedian Andrew Frank, fire breather Carson Kelly, and drag performers Mary Shino and Lexi San Diego, with sideshow performer Travis Detritus, as well as music by the Trip Daddies, the Well Hungarians, and an open mic at the end of the night. Also, the triumphant return of Sid and Lexi's band Candy Coated Evil. Door prizes, raffles, incredible silent and live auction items, and special guests along the way. $10 suggests the door to help Sid pay for her ever-growing minimally insured bills and all the support until she can ring that bell at Siteman. This will be an event you will not want to miss. Sunday, April 23rd, 4 to midnight, or until they kick us out at Archive Soulard. Check Facebook for further details.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out there at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar. Shares a wall with Cha Cha Chow, so you can come get some tacos, some cold drinks, and hang out and watch one of your favorite bands in the studio recording, or record your own stuff over there. So reach out to GaslightSTL.com, see how you can make that happen. They got a lot of really cool events coming up, including Carter Holsey on Sunday, March 26th. And every Wednesday night, they have a new series called Count It. It's more emo rock stuff from a DJ set from Tyler of Tear Out the Heart. So that'll be March 29th. And Thursday, March 30th, come over for Unplugged by Jack, including sets from Manus Brothers, Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, and Chris Sloan. The big one, on April 8th, they're putting together a collective release party for all these bands that have been recording Gaslight over the last year. They're all putting out their new material. We got new albums from Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, Miss Molly Sims, Fourth City Rag, now just Fourth City, actually, and Cara Louise Band and Culprit Manifest. So all new material from all five bands. All five will be performing live April 8th at the Ready Room. So come over and check out that party. Again, all details on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to follow along and visit GaslightSTL.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Ina Cook, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. We're sitting outside of a St. Louis Bread Company on a beautiful Friday evening with Ina Cook.
Hi, everyone.
Did I say that right?
Yes, you
all
did.
Right,
yes, you did. Yeah. Yes.
Welcome to the show. I'm very excited about this. You know, you've been somebody I've been watching for a little while now, and a lot of these shows I try to invite people on just to kind of get to know them better, because there's so many incredible people in our town that I haven't had the pleasure of getting to, you know, have a nice conversation with. Usually it's pretty brief and at the show, you know, and stuff, and it's kind of hard to have a conversation over the band and all that. But
we've,
I guess, I first started taking notice when you started singing with Al Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw you also recently with Sean Cannon on the Voodoo Players stuff. You were down there with Black Crowes Night, which
yes.
was a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
was.
So all this stuff, kind of. I mean, like I said, I've been seeing you around town a couple times now, and we said let's get together and make this happen. So I appreciate you taking some time out to hang out. But where's all this get started for you in singing and music and stuff? Has it been doing this for a long time?
Quite some time, actually. Well, let me start by saying thank you for having me. I'm really excited to share.
Yeah.
It's kind of a long story. I was born and raised in Madagascar. I started singing when I was 13 years old, graduated high school back there, back home, moved to Missouri, of all places, from Madagascar to go to Mizzou because my whole family, like on my father's side, is huge Mizzou fans. So I moved halfway across the world to go to Mizzou, which I went to Mizzou, I'm done with Mizzou, and now I moved to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I've been singing the entire time. I'd like to, you know, do more.
For sure.
Here too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It was one of the questions. I noticed there was that you have a lot of stuff in Columbia area, a lot of dates and stuff. Mm-hmm. You still perform regularly up there, but so that's why I asked. I was making sure if you were in Columbia area or St. Louis, because I noticed you, so you are a resident of St. Louis now, right?
I live in St. Louis now, but I still go back to Columbia when I can to rehearse and to play out with my band who's out in Columbia right now.
Yeah, very cool. So what's I don't know, that's gotta be crazy, like kind of coming from Madagascar to Columbia, Missouri. I mean, that's just kind of got to be a whirlwind, you know, like readjusting, you know.
It was very, very different, obviously.
Yeah.
Completely different culture, language, everything. But my father is American, so I've been speaking English since I was younger.
Yeah.
So that was a plus. And everything else, I love the States. It's awesome here.
Right.
You know, the music is very different. I grew up with a mixture of like local music, more Malagasy music that my mom would listen to, some French influences because Madagascar is a former French colony, but also my dad's influence with, you know, Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin, all that stuff. So it's kind of like I was just used to a lot of things, and then I moved here, and then I see like real blues, jazz, and all that. I just went crazy. I'm like, man, I have to start singing this stuff too, you know. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, you get a little bit of everything.
Yes.
Being in Al's band, for sure.
That's true.
He does a lot of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even listening. You sent me a couple songs to play on the show, and I was giving those a listen. And even all those four tracks were all over the place.
Yes.
A lot of different variety in there.
Yes.
But I love that. You know, I love that you get. You know, you're not. It's not just blues. It's not just, you know, jazz or whatever. There's not really a specific genre. You're like, you know, music's has no boundaries, you know. So
exactly. I've tried for a long time to define or try to put a name to what exactly it is that I do or what kind of music I sing when people ask me that. But I was raised in an environment where there were so many things all differently. So I try to incorporate like my father's upbringing, my mother's, you know, where I grew up, all the languages that I speak, all of that stuff. I try to put that in there.
Yeah.
I sing songs in different languages, but I sing mostly in English here, obviously.
Right.
It's super cool.
I wanted to talk about some of these songs you sent.
Okay.
I'm guessing, these are originals and written by you? Or
Love Tax is, Thinking of You was written by my father, actually. I think it was like something like 30 years ago,
okay.
before
yeah.
he even met my mother. And we kind of just brought it back to life and changed a few things. And
very cool.
So that I would sing it, yeah.
So Love Tax. And this was one, doing a little homework, I noticed, I don't know if we were quite friends yet then, but I knew, I seen the poster where you were opening for Samantha Fish.
Yes.
At Rose Music Hall
in
Columbia.
That was a great show, by the way. Samantha Fish is awesome.
Oh, such a badass.
Yeah. I know she's coming back to St. Louis, too, here soon. I can't wait to go see her again.
Yeah, for sure. But that's, you know, I didn't really know a lot of your sound and things at the time. And But listening to Love Tax, I was like, oh, that's no brainer. Like, this is a rock and roll song right there. And, like,
it
totally fits into what Samantha's doing. I mean, her music's all over the place too. She's a rocker, but she also has some that kind of even lend towards country music or stuff like, you know, a little softer side, more stripped down and things. And, but I've also seen her do like Black Sabbath's War Pigs and
you know,
and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anybody doesn't know, check out Samantha Fish because she's a rock star.
Absolutely, she's a monster. Yeah. She's awesome.
Well, let alone you know, an incredible voice.
Oh yeah,
and shreds on guitar. But
absolutely,
but does it all in high heels and skirts.
I know. I know. I'm so impressed with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
She came out with her guitar and her heels. I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she rocked it. She did really well.
Yeah, I've been following her for quite a while now. We've a couple times at Old Rock House, I've seen her down there. Now, once a while back at Gramophone when they were still doing music over there.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch her perform and then and continue to grow. But yeah, so we're gonna play Love Tax. You want to tell some story about that at all? You got either writing or recording it or anything, or
I wrote it kind of with my father and my brother's help. We kind of do music as a family. My father used to play guitar for the longest time until he had a stroke in 2003, and it left him not completely paralyzed, don't get me wrong, but he had to, you know, go through a lot of therapy to be able to play guitar again. So now he doesn't want to play in front of people anymore. All he does is write songs, which I love that because I wanted to learn how to write songs for the longest time. So we kind of got together and did that. My brother's a guitar player, so he also helps out with that. So we kind of just all do it together. Love Tax. Your lady, she's so sweet. the did you listen to the lyrics? The lyrics are funny. I love it.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily to be taken, like, not seriously, but that's it's not who I am. I just think it just needs to be said sometimes.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? So I just say, I just say it because I think it needs to be said. But
yeah.
it doesn't apply to everyone all the time. But
right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's rock and roll, though, I think,
it's
too.
True.
There's a lot of silly, I mean, if you listen to a lot of those rock and roll lyrics, there's a lot of goofy things that are, you know.
For real.
That make a hit song.
Sure.
It's like.
Absolutely.
And sometimes, I don't know, like I listen to, actually I think it was, I listen to a lot of Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some just amazing interviews with some of my favorites. And there was like one he did with Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. And he was kind of talking about writing some of these lyrics. And, you know, sometimes they don't make any sense, but they fit in the melody or whatever it is. And he'll just like kind of hum along until the right word fits in there and stuff. And like, so, you know, so not always the lyrics have to be, you know, 100% accurate or even, you know, be really a lot of thought into them. They can just be for fun too.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, no, I love that tune. That's a lot of fun. So.
Thank you.
And then one you sent me too was, which I thought was a lot of fun, and hearing your take on it, but you sent me the St. James Infirmary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cover of, obviously, that's been around for a long time, that song, and a lot of people have done different versions. But I told you when I walked up, it's always kind of fun to hear somebody else's take on it and see where they take it. And yours, I felt, was a little more kind of R&B, a little, you know, kind of kind of slowed down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But just saw it was another one that allowed you kind of to show some range on with your vocals and stuff too. And
thanks.
And it sounded really good.
Thanks. Yeah, we changed. Obviously, we changed the lyrics a little bit to fit a girl.
Yeah.
The Jimmy Choo's. I mean, come
sure,
on.
Sure. Yeah.
You know. I thought it was. It's a lot of fun. It's a really great tune. I'm just glad I got. You know, I got to share my view on it.
Jimmy Choo's on my feet and my diamond pin on my breast. Let him go, let him go, God bless him. Wherever he may be, he can search this whole blues band with Mr. B.B. King to raise hell as I stroll along. Oh, let him go, let him go. God bless him wherever he may be. He can search this whole world over. He'll never find another girl like me. He'll never find another girl like me.
Yeah, I always enjoy that when you switch gender roles in a song and stuff, and you kind of make it your own in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a lot of fun to hear too.
Thanks. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. So we got a couple of shows on the calendar we want to tell you about. Like I said earlier, I saw you with Sean Cannon,
mm-hmm.
And that was for the Black Crowes night. But Sean does every Wednesday night at Broadway Oyster Bar.
Yes, he does.
And you will be joining him again in April 12th for Jerry Garcia night.
Yes, super excited about that. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Now, do you your parents helped introduce you to a lot of this stuff and things, but like a group like Black Crowes or even Jerry Garcia coming up. I mean, are you familiar with these songs before going in at all, or you just learn them as you for the role and
you
for
know
the show?
It depends. Some song it depends on the show. I've always been really lucky about being able to hear something and then not instantly know it, but learning things like when it comes to music by ear a lot easily than I don't know, I wouldn't say than most people, but I've just been lucky like that.
Sure.
So I would just listen to it for like maybe a week or so and I would have it down. And I love learning new music. If I'm not familiar with a show, I love just checking something new out. So
yeah.
It's even better for me if I don't know anything about it, so I can get to learn, learning more stuff.
Right.
So
yeah, I'm blown away every week down there that the show that Sean puts together and the fact that they like learn so much material so fast.
They do, yeah.
Obviously I know he picks players that are kind of suited more towards that particular show.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these guys have been playing these songs already a lot of times. But there's sometimes they learn all these songs, 3 hours worth of music, 30 something songs, and
that week.
In a week,
or
Or
2 weeks, yeah. Absolutely.
So I always find that crazy. But it's always a lot of fun. And again, like you're kind of saying, is like, I kind of go in there as a fan a lot of times, and I might not be the biggest Jerry Garcia fan or whatever the show might be, but I love what they're doing with it.
Absolutely.
And I end up coming away with it, liking it more, because I've seen them do it live and stuff. And like, so they've turned me on to a lot of stuff that I've now like quite a bit more than I once
used to.
Did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the one thing I really like about St. Louis. I love, don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed my time in Columbia, Missouri. I got to make a lot of friends, but St. Louis to me feels like a bigger city. I get to meet more people. I get to learn new things. I love learning new stuff.
Sure.
So that's my thing. Like I would love to sing in Portuguese if somebody gave me the opportunity to do that, I will do it. So I'm super excited.
Yeah. I got another one coming up also. That'll be on April 28th, and you'll be with Al Holiday, East Side Rhythm Band we mentioned. That'll be over at Del Mar Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And we said this was kind of a singer-songwriter showcase kind of thing.
Yes. So the basic concept would be that Al Holiday, his band, the East Side Rhythm Band, will be backing St. Louis's finest, as he says, singer-songwriters, and a bunch of amazing and great talented people will get to go up there and just showcase songs that they've written and just I can't even talk. I'm so excited just thinking about it. Yeah, we kind of had a similar thing in Colombia at the Blue Note a few weeks ago, and it went amazing. We had a bunch of artists come in, and Al Holiday just rocked the entire night. It was great.
Yeah, he's become a good friend over the last several years, and one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
I know. He is an amazing human being, and all he wants to do is, like, when I first moved here, he asked me, like, what can I do to help you musically? Well, I mean, I'm just blown away. Like, why would you help me? And he's like, well, that's what he wants to do with all his friends, musicians, you know.
Sure.
It's amazing. It's amazing what he does. It's truly, I'm grateful. Like, really. He's a really great guy.
Now, did you get to know him through Colombia also?
Yes.
Because I know he's also from, went to school up there and stuff too, right?
Yes. I know he went to Mizzou, and he took lessons with Lloyd Warden, with whom I also took lessons. But that's not how we met. My band, Chickawa, in Colombia, used to open for him a few times when he would come through town. So that's how we got to know him.
All right. Right on. And also, I saw just announced today, Al Holiday's East Side Rhythm Band will be back once again at Summer Graw at Old Rock House on June 3rd with Funky Butt Brass Band and Groove Liner.
Ooh.
So that's always a big party over there. So,
oh, yeah.
It's another one to think about. Put on your calendar. And
absolutely.
So you've only been in Al's band, a little while, in a couple months maybe or so, or something
less than a year.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a year in the summer.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know he did the record with Emily Wallace and
Molly
Sims,
mm-hmm.
and then of course they've both been super busy with a lot of projects too, and I've been noticing you and Hillary Fitz have been what's
Alex?
Alex, yeah.
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 Alex
so,
Sinclair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to, you know, obviously having some different ladies there singing and stuff. But it's always fun to see that band play. And
They're amazing. Every single person in the band is really nice, and they're great musicians. We learned a lot. I learned a lot just by being in Al's band. Mostly high parts.
Sure.
I love that stuff, though, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Hillary is great. She also has her own project,
for
the Hillary Fitz Band. She's great. Alex is an amazing singer, also a pianist. She's really good. And she's a teacher as well.
Yeah.
Everybody's just really nice. It's just been an awesome ride, and I just can't wait to make more music with them.
Yeah. I did one of these a while back with the horn section. Derek and Ryan and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a whole lot of fun just to get to talk to those
guys. Yeah.
So kind of piece by piece putting the whole band together on the show here.
Yeah, absolutely. You should definitely talk to Hillary.
She's got some really
cool stuff going on.
Hillary's been on twice now.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah, she's a good friend. Yeah,
it
was actually kind of crazy how we came to be friends and stuff. I told her the story on the show, but I accidentally tagged her on Facebook at a show. I do this like list of what's going on in town, and I tagged her opening for a show, and then she, you know, she kindly sent me a message. She's like, "Hey, I appreciate that, but I'm not on that show." And I tagged like the wrong Hillary or something, and I was like, "Whoops, sorry about that," you know. And so I corrected it, and I was like, "Well, let me allow me to reintroduce myself, so I wrote a nice little letter, you know, message, and I said, "Hey, you know, if you ever want to come hang out on the show," and she's like, "Well, I'm getting ready to leave for Panama, and like, could you do it next week?" And I was like,
"Yeah,
of course." So I came over and I got to talking to her, meet her, and we played some songs live in our living room and just had a whole lot of fun with it. And ever since then, we've become real good friends. Mm-hmm. I love watching her perform.
She's great.
A lot of fun and just great songs. And so check out Hillary Fitz.
Please do. I think she has a show coming up. I heard it on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, "What? Hillary is that on the radio?" So get it, girl.
For sure.
For real.
Yeah. We got some so many talented people mm-hmm. in this town. It's a lot of fun to be a part of this mm-hmm. music scene here we got going. So
it's crazy, and everybody's super nice. Yeah. Super and crazy talented.
Was that a lot of the thought with coming to St. Louis, just to be more in the music scene, or?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. There's lots of reasons. Also, I mean, my job, I'm lucky enough that my job, like, was willing to transfer me out here. Mm-hmm. I just want to learn more music. I'm studying vocal studies with an amazing teacher over at UMSL. It's just a bunch of different reasons, but the main reason is music. Yeah, sure. Just to study with her, to get to play more with Al, to try and get, you know, like, get out and do more stuff here. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, that mm-hmm. sounds great.
I know. I love it here. It's awesome. Yeah.
So we got another one you wanted to play. Didn't have time.
Yeah, it's kind of a sweet one. I just wrote that one in my living room.
Yeah?
It's one of those things where I wasn't really thinking ahead about the lyrics. It just kind of came out as I was playing the chords, and I was like, okay, well, this melody works. Oh, this fits. And I love singing harmonies, so that's my one song with a bunch of harmonies.
Didn't have time to say goodbye. You slammed the door right in my face. Didn't have time to wonder why. I couldn't even cry, you wouldn't tell why. Now you're gone and all I have left is all the pain you left behind. I'm all alone and in the darkness. A million questions in my mind. All I needed was an answer. Now I know I'll never know why. Why you lie? Why you make me cry? You never had a word to say. Just turned around and walked away. And did you lie? When you say you try to always keep me by your side, to always keep our love alive, keep our love alive. I didn't have time to turn a page. I looked up and you were gone. I didn't have time to rearrange. I couldn't even cry, you wouldn't tell why. Now you're gone and all I ever left is all the pain you left behind. I'm all alone in the darkness. A million questions in my mind. All I needed was an answer. Now I know I'll never know why. Why you lie? Why you make me cry? You never had a word to say. Just turned around and walked away. Did you lie when you said you'd try? Always keep me by your side. Always keep our love alive. Keep our love alive. Now I'm moving on. Keep my spirit bright and strong. It's getting better every day. Though I'll never hear you say, why you lie? Why you make me cry? You've never had a word to say. Just turned around and walked away. Did you lie when you said you'd try? But always keep me by your side. Always keep on
working on another album. I already have two albums out, but They're in my native language from Madagascar. So this third one will be all in English. Okay. Some of these songs will be on the album. Some of them won't be. I have grown so much since I've started singing here in the States. You know, from the time that I started singing when I first moved here to now, I'm not a completely different person, but I've just learned so much, and I've learned so many lessons from so many different, you know, amazing people that I've met. That I just want to, like, I don't understand why it takes so long for someone to get an album out. You're just constantly changing, and you just want to, like, take a picture of how you are, what state you're in, and at that moment, and every single song's kind of like that. I just want to make sure it's, you know, it's perfect, and it really represents me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The conversation comes up a lot on this show just because we're all kind of in that same position trying to figure out the best way to do that, you know, whether it's putting out albums or singles or EPs and things. And I always kind of feel like as a fan and a consumer, maybe EPs are kind of a good way to go because, like you're saying how we evolve so much in that time of making the album. If you're put out maybe three or four songs at a time, like, there kind of be a snapshot of each, you know, who
that's
you
great
are,
idea,
who
yeah.
you are along the way and stuff, instead of trying to put 12 songs together or whatever, something. So, you know, but there's also artists that just enjoy putting a record together as a complete package like that.
Yeah.
So it's all on your how you want to present it. But I just feel like EPs are really a great way to go now. Like, a lot of people have been doing those, and they're just kind of fun to get a little.
Quick taste
of the music, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Might be an option.
I know. I'm thinking about it. You just said that, and that's why I just got quiet. I'm like,
that's the thing. I mean, we live in that digital era now where there's no right or wrong way to release music. Everybody's trying to figure out how to somehow get paid to do this. And
absolutely.
So, Hey, looking for some new music? Check out Music Record Shop right here in St. Louis, located on Locust at the Dot Zach building. You can come over there. They just had their grand opening for the brand new location, and they want you to come check it out. So come by anytime, but every Friday they have new records in store, new vinyl. We got some tapes and CDs and all kinds of stuff. So if you'd like to get your records on the shelf at Music Record Shop, reach out and get involved. See how we can make that happen too. You can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to check out their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. They're always giving away free tickets and all kinds of other things. So it pays to support. So check out musicrecordshop.com. So we got a lot coming up with new music and big shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. Another one I want to ask you about too was that Last Waltz you did up there with in Colombia. There was Blue Note.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Just the craziest thing.
It was. Oh man, that was so much fun. We actually just reenacted the entire concert. The Last Waltz. I was lucky enough to do play the role of Mavis Staples in The Wait, the song The Wait, and then it was just great. I got to meet a lot of people, a lot of great musicians. Yeah. It was just crazy. Everybody was just loving it. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun looking at that lineup and just how many of my friends were involved in that. And like, you know,
that's the first time I met Sean.
Okay.
Yeah, they came up there because they were the ones who played the band.
Yeah, they were kind of. They're
the band.
Yep. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was. Those guys were. A bunch of my friends were involved in that project, and it was. Just a lot of fun to see them doing fun stuff like that. Kind of, I think it was the 40th year of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Yeah. 40th. Yeah.
That was
a great show.
Yeah. I was quite bummed I couldn't make it up there for that one, but Mavis Staples. That's some pretty big shoes to fill.
It was. But I'm really glad they asked me to do it. I'm not as great as Mavis is, but I can only hope that I made it sound good, you know.
Sure.
It was a lot of fun though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Like, what do you want to try to make this a career? Obviously
that's what I'm going for.
That's what everybody
that's what I'm going
that's the,
for.
That's the dream, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
One of my musician friends told me, if you're going to do something, just do it all the way. So I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I've been waiting a while. You know, I went to college. I'm still studying, mm-hmm. But there's nothing like being on stage and writing music, creating.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there's nothing comparable to it. So I think I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people enjoy just staying here and playing at home,
mm-hmm.
and and they like that. And then some people want to get on the road and tour the world, and some people want to just write songs and stuff.
That's true.
I mean,
yeah.
There's a ton of different ways to get involved mm-hmm. in music and make, you know, and get paid to do it, and hopefully get paid to do it.
Absolutely.
So touring the world and doing all that.
That would be one thing I'd like to do. There was one thing I forgot to mention. I'm going to back home to Madagascar to sing at a jazz festival in October.
Oh, wow.
So I'm super excited about that. It's going to be 3 days of nothing but master classes in jazz and performance after performance of just great musicians. A bunch of musicians. Some musicians are coming from here, from the States. I think some from France, Switzerland. I think Germany as well, and some countries in Africa. So it'll just be like a whole international thing where we will get to meet a lot of great musicians. I'm absolutely stoked. I can't wait.
Yeah, that sounds a lot of fun.
So that's the kind of stuff I'd like to do. I just want to. I've never been the kind of person to just want to stay in one place mm-hmm. for a very long time, even though I am attached to the places that, you know, that I have lived, mm-hmm. but, and I like to come back and visit, but I'm kind of I'd love to go on the road, you know.
Yeah.
So that'd be really fun.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of what those festivals too, let alone it's great exposure for you as an mm-hmm. artist, being in front of that many different people,
mm-hmm.
and being a lot of new eyes and ears on your music,
mm-hmm.
but it's a great excuse for networking too. You can meet all kinds of other artists and collaborate, and
Absolutely.
Or possibly tour or whatever it
mm-hmm.
is. Do a lot of things where you guys can help each other out. So
mm-hmm.
So that's another exciting opportunity for sure.
It's a great point. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. It's not for a few months, but
yeah.
I've got. Plenty of fun dates here
to
until then. So
sure. You still have quite a bit of family back in Madagascar?
Yes. So my mother's from there, so my whole half of my family.
Yeah.
So they're all my mother's side, and my father's side is here in the States.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's been a while since I've been home. 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I've never flown on commercially on a or anything, and I've done a little bit of traveling in the States. Gone to like Florida and Chicago and a couple things like that.
And
I haven't really been to the coast and stuff. I haven't really done too much travel, but I would love to see more of the world and get to travel more. So.
Yeah, traveling is fun. It's one of my favorite things. Like I said, I love to learn new things, see new things, meet new people. So it's just perfect music.
Sure.
It's just perfect for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love all that, and I also love new food. So I love
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So
I'm bringing a trumpet player with me to Madagascar. I can't wait to make him taste all the food that I grew up with that are just nowhere. Like, you just can't find it here. Like, my favorite dish, I can't make it here because there's just the beans, you can't find them here, you know. You're just a bean that is, like, specific to Madagascar, so... But,
sure. I joke a lot about, like, you know, when I go to Chicago, like, half the trip is just for the pizza, you know, just stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, great pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any? Are you hoping 2017 for some of these new songs you're working on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. It will be a few months because I have to commute all the way back to Colombia, which is not that far when you really think about it. But
you record up there in Colombia?
Yes, I do. I am. I'm recording at Pete Skolka's. Pete Skolka Productions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's he's a great guy. He knows exactly what he's doing. Amazing stuff. But I have to go back over there. I try to go up there every weekend, and should be a few months, but hopefully this year.
Right on. I think Sean mentioning Sean Cannon. I think he's up there. I think they just finished up a little while ago. I think it's in, I believe, but for Falling Fences record. So his other band. So they went up there also to Columbia, where he's got a lot of ties to that area from school and everything too. So
yeah.
But yeah.
It's crazy. It's a big city. It's a small world.
Yeah. I'm out in Wentzville, which I really, you know, people will think it's kind of like way out there, but I really like it out there where I'm at. But the one of the best parts is, you know, I'm like 45 minutes from St. Louis.
Yeah.
But I'm also like an hour from Columbia. So
that's true.
Like, if there's a good show in Columbia at Blue Note or Rose or whatever it might be, I'll take the drive up to Columbia and go party. And
that's cool.
And it's, so I kind of get the best of both worlds, I see. So
And it's so nice to have people like you who like really enjoy live music, you know, who promote it and who are willing to go out and support, you know, bands and local musicians and stuff, despite, like you said, today's digital age. And I'm not saying nobody wants to go out to shows anymore, because obviously we have a bunch of people and we rock with them every time, but I think it's great to have someone who loves, because I see everything you post all the time, all these shows that you go to, all these artists that you follow, and I think it's great. So
I love it, and it's I don't know, it's become a pretty big addiction now, you know. It's like
it's a pretty good one.
Yeah,
music can't hurt you. So
yeah, but I, you know, it's what makes me feel alive. I go to these shows, I have such a good time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of, you know, it's a little cheesy, but I enjoyed the line. I saw JJ Gray and Mofro one night.
Mm-hmm.
And JJ said, you know, it was a line, he said something like how going to live music and all this is like his escape from reality and stuff. And then he says that he likes to look at it that, like, this is how he gets to reality. Like, the rest of the stuff is,
it's just,
you know, junk. But this is his, when he listens to music, or, you know, going to see music or whatever it is, like, that's the reality of it.
That's great.
So, you know, that's how I feel. Like, I just, the rest of the stuff, I just, you know, I work all the time just to afford my, you know, concerts and stuff.
I mean, we all have to do what we gotta do, but the passion's there. We've got the bug, you know.
I don't know. I kind of got into it kind of late. Like, I didn't really have my parents, I think, you know, they took me to some stuff. I don't really have a lot of. I mean, there was music always playing. I don't remember going to a lot of concerts or anything, but
yeah.
It was like a little after high school.
Mm-hmm.
Some friends of mine started playing in bands and stuff like that, and that's really where, like, kind of got hooked on it. And so, you know, 18 or 19, I kind of really started going to a lot more shows. And so didn't really have like the older brother or cousins or whatever that were taking me to shows, kind of like a lot of people might have a teenager or before and stuff.
So, were you ever in a band?
No.
Did you never want to?
No. I never played. I was in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. Played in the school band for a moment. And then I wasn't very good. And my teacher pretty much said, you know, like, either you can try real hard or you can go back to gym class. And I was like, all right, I'll see you later. And went back to gym. And I was much better at that anyway. I was this size in eighth grade, so I was much better at basketball and football and everything else. And music, I mean, I always loved it, but just never was for me. And I do want to pursue songwriting, though. I do feel like
that's cool.
I'm a big fan of a lot of singer-songwriters, and not that I see that and I'm like, I can do that, but like I wouldn't like to, that's kind of like a bucket list for me, is like if I could write a song and have somebody record it, like, that would be really cool for me. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. Should give that a shot. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know. I feel like we all have our purpose. You know, we all have a, you know, something. And for me, I feel like it's just being a fan and like, so I'm trying.
That's like the greatest job, biggest job of all, though, because like, without fans, like, what would musicians.
Sure.
You know, be so.
One.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, as much as you know, I'm sure you love it all and stuff, but like, I think like me personally, and you know, kind of talking to some of other people too, it's mm-hmm. like it's difficult sometimes when you're in a band because you miss a lot of great shows because you're always at your own shows.
That is very true.
And
I was just telling that to Al the other day. Like every time I want to go see a show, I can't because I'm 2 hours away mm-hmm. in my own show.
Yeah.
You know, so you have so many musician friends, but then when gig time comes around, everybody's at their own gig.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah. So yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah.
So at least I get to, you know,
that's true.
I'm kind of free to go around mm-hmm. and do what I want.
That's a good point.
So,
yeah, you can go see everybody.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do my part to support everybody in our community
that
here.
That is awesome.
And
you do a great job.
Oh,
fine job,
oh,
sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think we kind of touched on it, but mm-hmm. last song we have was Thinking of You. You said your father wrote,
yes.
Originally wrote these lyrics.
Mm-hmm. He wrote these lyrics about the woman that he was in love with right before my mom.
Yeah.
So I did not know about this song for a long time, but yeah, it's a really sad, but kind of hopeful mm-hmm. song about missing somebody.
Sure.
Yeah, that moved away.
And you just did he present these to you, the lyrics, and like, and you know, see what you could do with it, or was it something you
he like, already he my father used to have a band a long time ago, and I heard him sing it a long time ago as well. And a few years ago we were thinking, oh, what old songs could we bring back? And I thought, oh, what about Thinking of You? You know, such a great tune. My brother does all the guitar on it. So we just went ahead and went with it. So, plus the lyrics kind of, like, they're not about me, obviously, but it talks about someone who moved away. And I moved away from my family. I was here for maybe a year and a half without, like, my dad, without my mom, without, you know, somebody who's just lived at home their whole life, hasn't, you know, I mean, I've been traveled before, but I've never been like away for a whole
sure.
year. So yeah, so those lyrics really meant something to me. So
yeah.
So then we went with that.
Right on.
Yeah.
Just
cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this to give everybody a nice glimpse into what you got going on.
Cool.
I mean,
you said
these are kind of some older songs, recording wise, but feel like they'll give a nice variety of what you're capable of, and get you people excited for some new music coming up here shortly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Well, they can follow along, but you have an official Facebook page.
I do.
And you can head over there and keep up to date with everything going on.
Please do.
Yeah. And then you do have two current albums, you said, but they're both
in Malagasy, which is the language in Madagascar.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So hopefully in the next few months, I'll have my third one coming
for sure.
out. Yeah. Or an EP, like you said, you know, just to push it, from a few months to maybe one or two.
Right.
Yeah. A couple.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. And then again, April 12th, Sean Cannon's Voodoo Players will be over there at Broadway Oyster Bar.
Yes.
And doing all songs of Jerry Garcia that night.
Yep.
And on April 28th, Al Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band. At Del Mar Hall, which is a brand new venue. A couple months now. But new venue to St. Louis. And it's a beautiful room over there. And so that'll be a lot of fun to.
I have not seen it yet. Yeah. So I am just ecstatic and completely excited to go and, be able to play there.
Yeah, it's a really nice place. I was there on the grand opening night.
Oh, wow.
And it was really kind of fun to be a part of of the history and stuff.
Absolutely,
But, it's a really nice place, big stage. I think you'll love it. It's going to be a good time over there.
Yeah.
So.
Gotta love big stages. There's 11 of us.
Sure,
when we go on stage with Al, the bigger the better.
Yeah. Give you guys plenty of room to stretch out in there.
Exactly.
I do recall one night, it was a while back, but Al played over at Beale on Broadway inside the bar, and... there's whatever 10, 11 of them, and they were all like shoulder to shoulder, aligned up against the wall and stuff, and it was pretty funny to see. But it was,
honestly,
they sounded great.
Always. Doesn't matter how cramped we are, we just always have a great time.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time out to hang. This was a lot of fun and very first podcast, right?
Yes, very first one. Yay. Yeah. Hope I didn't sound too nervous.
Oh, no. You're great. these are fun. I enjoy
it.
Thank
you so much.
So if you haven't got the chance, there's plenty of them on here. There's, like I said, all these, Al and Hillary and all of them.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. Yes.
So, but I appreciate it. And again, get involved. Facebook, Ina Cook, right?
Yes.
And then getting all these songs. I'm going to drop them in and get to listen to them, so.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Rock, Paper, Podcast.
Rock, Paper, Podcast.
Rock, Paper, Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.